Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Psalms 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. So if you really belong to God, you are his inheritance. You're his inheritance. And when the righteous are in authority, Proverbs 29, verse 2, the people rejoice. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, when we get saved, God does not immediately take us to heaven. So when you get born again, really truly saved, belong to God, he does not immediately take you up to heaven on an average. That doesn't happen to people. He leaves us here on this beautiful earth that he created and initially put under first man Adam's authority. God has always meant for mankind to set a work for him in the earth, to dwell according to God's laws and his ways, to tend and care for whatever part of the Adamah, the chosen piece of land that God gives for his ministry. In Genesis 2:15, and the Lord took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. To dress it, to work it, to execute it, to keep it, to hedge it about, to guard it, and to attend to it. Attend to it. This means first spiritually, and also in a thriving, prosperous, natural way, to create a godly environment. To create a godly environment for you and your fellow man. So again, we're commanded to occupy the Adamah, God's chosen land where he chose to set a work in it. We're commanded to occupy the Adamah he has set us in until he comes back. Occupy. Make ourselves busy with. Trade, prosper, flourish, conduct business, and execute, accomplish. First, spiritually for the gospel. And also in the natural, to bring about good business and good works in the land where God has placed us in. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus taught us how to pray to God the Father. Matthew 6, 9, and 10. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, what he said, this is how you pray. You pray always, thy kingdom come. Your work, your ministry, what you have to do, God, comes first. God, we pray for that to come and for us to help bring it to pass. That's the big deal that people don't know. So Jesus taught that, thy kingdom come. When you pray, say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as always in heaven. We should always have a love for, a burden for, a responsibility toward first our God, our man of God, the house of God, our spiritual family, also our nation, our state, our town, our community, our fellow man, our neighbors, even our local animals and wildlife, local produce and vegetation, local cleanliness, litter, pollution, maintenance. Are you listening?
Yes.
God has placed us in the greatest nation that has ever been on the face of this earth other than Israel. What a blessing to live in America.
Yes.
Land that flows with milk and honey. Just like Israel, in our particular way here, Numbers 14:8, if the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into a land and give it to us, a land that floweth with milk and honey, a land flowing with milk and honey. The united Judah and Israel rejoiced. The united Judah and Israel came together to rejoice during King David's days of glory. The golden days of Israel, it's called, even overflowing into King Solomon's reign. What a mighty time. The nation was not perfect. There were always sins and sinners tragedies around each corner sometimes. But overall, it was a nation that lifted up God, glorified the God of Israel, exalted the Torah, the law, first five books of the Bible, established civil laws based on the Word of God. America is the closest nation. America is the closest nation that has ever held to that standard, like Israel. And today still has many fighting for the standard to return. America was established for freedom. Give us freedom to worship God. Freedom of religion. Freedom. America was established for freedom. First, for freedom to worship the God of the Bible without oppression. This nation was founded by God, for God's people, for godly liberty and justice to be within its borders. For the goodness and grace of God, for the goodness and grace of God to be displayed to all the world, to be displayed to all the world from America and Israel. For the purpose of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to be preached and sent to every corner on the earth. And America has done that in the past. They are, and thank God for all these people who had a part in that and took it all over the world. I'm so grateful for every one of them, and we should never come to a place where we're not grateful for them. If you don't have a heart of thanksgiving for America and appropriate love for your nation, this nation here, a humble weeping gratefulness for the land of prosperity and freedom, for the land of America of prosperity and freedom. If you don't have great thanksgiving for that, then you have a callousness, ungratefulness. You have a callous ungratefulness for God's incredible blessings upon us. You're ungrateful, not thankful. No nation has ever been more overwhelmingly blessed with unheard of abundance like America. First, it is the blessings of God that we have it. It's just like the children of Israel. These verses also sound like a miracle. Deuteronomy 8 and 7, for the Lord thy God brought thee into a good land, a land of brooks and waters, of fountains of depth that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat, barley, vines, fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Deuteronomy 8 and 9, a land wherein thou hast eaten bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When, and so when thou hast eaten and art full of all this that I have given you. So when thou hast eaten and art full, when? Then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. This Adamah, the good land where your house is, where you live. You don't take that for granted. God helped you get that. So a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron, of whose hills thou mayest dig brass, when thou hast eaten and art filled. When you have eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the land which he hath given thee. How much do you thank God where you live? How much do you thank God for the house? How much do you thank God for the ground that you put your foot on, that it's on a title deed, at least your name's on it? How much do you thank God for the land which he hath given thee? The good land which he hath given thee. What a blessing to live in America. When those who come from overseas and saw America firsthand, they have the same reaction as the Queen of Sheba did to King Solomon when she came into his presence because of the overwhelming blessings of the Lord God upon a land and upon a people. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of King Solomon and the house that he had built, the house that God built, gave King David the blueprint of it, architectural structure, the house that God built. When he saw the house that he had built it for the Lord, and the meat of his table. When the queen, she's a queen. She's not a pauper. She is a queen. She has servants helping her. When the Queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon and the house he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of the ministers and their apparel, how they were dressed, his cupbearers also and their apparel, how they were dressed, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of the Lord. I preached for all those steps. He had to ascend so many steps to get up into the house of the Lord. And his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. She saw, oh God. And she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in my own land, in thine acts and thy wisdom. I heard about this. Howbeit, I believe not their words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me. For thou exceedest the fame that I ever even heard of you. Happy are thy men. Happy are thy men. Happy are thy servants, which stand before thee continually. Which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, King Solomon, because the Lord loved Israel to establish them forever, to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over them to do judgment and justice. She said, when I saw, I heard about his fame. I heard about what he had. When I saw it, there was no more spirit left in me. I was totally just overcome. I was just overwhelmed. Never could even imagine it could be like this. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the devil is forever conspiring to destroy and stamp out any man, any nation, any people who walk according to God's truth and God's ways. He wants to stamp that out, whether that nation is perfect or not. If they walk according to God's truths and ways, and then the devil is always conspiring to put them out of business, whether it be Israel or America.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 83, verse 2, down through there. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. That's what they love. That's what they're doing in America today. They hate God. They hate America. Are you here?
Yes,
they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. For the name of Israel shall be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Just like the threat of communism, socialism today, which is becoming mixed with anti-Christ groups. That's what they love. That's what they're doing in America today. Anti-Christian groups. Here's where we are. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Those who are not grateful and not faithful stewards, sometimes, God takes away from them even what he initially blessed them with. God takes away from them. Not grateful. Not good stewards. Those who live thankful stay whole. Those who live thankful stay whole. Deuteronomy 28:47. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore, if it's there for, you better see what it's there for.
Yes.
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he has destroyed thee. If you're not grateful and not thankful. Thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord thy God shall send against thee in hunger and thirst and nakedness and want of all things. He shall put a yoke upon thy neck until he hath destroyed thee. In Deuteronomy 28:29, and thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. You can get to a place no man can save thee because of your ungratefulness to God. What if you woke up in the morning? What if you woke up in the morning and discovered that God hath removed from you everything that you did not thank him for the day before? Did you thank him for your car, house, clothes, food? Did you thank him for your man of God, house of God, spiritual family? Listen to me. Have you thanked him? Did you thank him for a job that helps you to live? Are you listening? What if you woke up in the morning and discovered that God had removed from you everything that you did not thank him for the day before? What would you do? If we took a survey of the whole entire world and saw what was the top ranked word of prayer that all humanity prayed each day, if they pray at all, it would be, please give me something. It would be, help, I'm in trouble, bail me out. It would be, sorry, I failed again. Probably would not be hallelujah, unfortunately. And sorry to say, it would definitely not be thanks. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Just think of your normal everyday. Think of your normal everyday day. Think of your normal everyday day. When you wake up, you open your eyes. First of all, you woke up on the earth, not in hell.
Amen.
Think about your normal everyday day. When you wake up, you open your eyes. First of all, you woke up on earth and not in hell. You're in a nice soft bed, not a pile of corn husk or bamboo leaves or chicken feathers. Not a wooden board, not some wooden plank somewhere. Not a heap of trash you're sleeping on. You don't have 8 relatives all sleeping in the same dirty mattress that you have. You woke up with pillows, blankets, sheets. You woke up with pillows, blankets, and sheets. You woke up in a temperature control room, heat and air conditioned to your liking. You get out of the bed, and you probably don't thank God for waking you up, giving you another day to do his will in ministry. You're probably able to sit up and get up out of the bed yourself. And you're not hooked on IVs in a hospital room. Your body is not eaten up with disease. Your body's not eaten up with disease. Bugs are not crawling in and out of your open wounds. You're not a vegetable. You're not in a coma. You have your very own luxury bathroom. Running water, power, a shower, a flushing commode. Not a slop jar or a bucket. Not an outhouse. Do you ever thank God for it? You have a clean, colored, coordinated towels and a shower curtain. You have a toothbrush. You have toothpaste, dental floss, mouthwash.
Yes.
Do you ever thank God for it? Are you all listening?
Yes, sir.
You can even go to a dentist. You don't have to live with infected roots or a root canal pain. You can go to a dentist. You can drink life-giving water. You can turn on a faucet and get some. You have bottled water that you can buy in a store. You have a cup, a glass. You don't have to cup your hands to drink water.
Amen.
You don't have to use a half of a coconut. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
to drink out of.
Amen.
You don't have to save the half of a coconut to drink out of. You have ice if you like it cold. You can swallow, and your God-created digestive system begins the miraculous process of taking water into your cells. You can take a shower. You have shampoo, conditioner. You have a washcloth. You have soap. You have cleaners to keep your shower clean. The water is not black and filthy like those who have washed in the Nile River. You can dry your hair. Put all kinds of products in your hair. You can style your hair, hair dryer, hairspray, gel, whatever you want.
Yes.
Do you ever thank God for it? Are you listening?
Yes.
You can put all types of creams and lotions on your face, your skin, your body, sunscreen, everything. You can take vitamins. You can eat breakfast. You can have a refrigerator and a pantry. You don't have to go across the sun-baked desert running from lions, all kind of animals, to try to find a burned out corn cob to take home to eat. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Some people do. They'll try to eat the inside of that corn cob. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You can turn on the television, internet to see the news. You can put on septillion choices of clothing to wear, while some people don't even have two. Do you ever thank God for it? Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Everything about your daily life is bursting at the seams. Unbelievable abundance, like a king or a queen. Everything about your life is bursting at the seams with unbelievable abundance, like a king, like a queen. You have shelter of all kinds. Your own car. You own your own house and your own land. A mobile home is like a palace to many. You should treat it like one and keep it just like it's cost $1,050 million. You can drive on roads in America. You can drive on roads in America that are paved, not mud, not treacherous trails on the side of a mountain. You're not riding a burro, a donkey, or walking. You don't have to ride a bicycle up to Tekoa, even though it'd be glad if you had one. Be good if you had one. Some people complain about all the blessings God has given. If you have medical needs, you can be seen by doctors or nurse practitioners. You don't have to go across the jungle to find a witch doctor. Are you listening?
Yes,
listen, you better wake up and be thankful.
Amen.
So if you have medical needs, you can be seen by a doctor or nurse practitioners. You don't have to go across the jungle to find a witch doctor. If you have greater needs than that, then you have an ER, emergency room. If you can't make it there yourself, they'll send an ambulance and take you. Are you listening? If you have to get a prescription filled, you can get it at the hospital, CVS, Walgreens, Eckers, Jerry White's. If that's not good enough for you, Walmart, Ingles. Do you ever thank God for it? How much more could you possibly ask for? Are you here? Everything about your daily life is bursting at the seams. Unbelievable abundance. You have your own car. You can pump gas into your car. You don't have to feed your camel to get you into town. Are you listening? You don't have to feed and water your camel or donkey to get where you're going. Going to the grocery store that also is at a gas station. You can get anything you want, anything. You can get a hot dog with ketchup and mustard, 400 varieties of chips, vegetables, tuna fish, huge bag of ice, fruit, drinks, not just one drink, but 1,000 different kinds of drinks, sweet teas, waters, flavored waters, vitamin water, Gatorade, orange, lemon, lime, blue, green, purple, whatever. My God, how much more could you possibly ask for? Unbelievable abundance. Then you can get motor oil, a tire plug kit, Windex, Lysol, gloves for your hands, magazines, newspapers. Then you go to KFC, Kentucky Fried, Chick-fil-A, 100 menu options you can choose from there. Little Caesars, hundreds of options there. If you want Mexican, you can go to Taco Bell. More and more and more and more and more and more. When these people came from overseas over here, they came this big sports event.
Yes,
they went to Walmart. They said, my God. They were absolutely overwhelmed. They couldn't believe it. Walmart, they'd never seen any, I heard some testimonies, never seen anything like it in their life. Everything, the whole world is here. You can get anything in the world here that you take for granted. Are you here? The blessings never stop, never stop, never stop. All through your incredible nation of ours. This is where it's all through it. Nothing can compare to the goodness of God that He has poured onto America. Only the storehouses in heaven itself would be more. If you are not ever conscious of what you enjoy, all this great abundance that we enjoy just by the goodness of God, if If you're not grateful for that, then you need to get on your knees and repent.
Yes, sir.
We should all be overcome by gratefulness around us. We should all be kissing the ground and praising God at the top of our lungs and weeping and rejoicing for all that God has done. All of that isn't even important stuff as much as some things are. Everyone needs to readjust their thankfulness barometer. You need to readjust your thankfulness barometer to every undeserved blessing that the Lord sheds on us day after day after day after day after day after day. Matthew 5:42, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. You need to thank God every day. The steadfast love and mercies of the Lord are unfathomable, new every morning. God truly loatheth us with blessings. Blessed be the Lord, Psalm 68:19, who daily loatheth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Even think about it. The land of America is one full of blessings everywhere. Full of the Holy Ghost, freedom, liberty, every dimension. Holy Ghost is here, freedom, liberty. Of freedom to worship God, preach the Bible right here, the ministry here. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Acts 17:26, he hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed the bounds of their habitation. He changes the times and seasons, Daniel 2:21. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Proverbs 29:2. And when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn, they weep.
Yes, sir.
So Galatians 5:1, the Apostle Paul says, stand fast therefore in the liberty of wherein Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage of this world. 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
If the Son therefore shall make you free, John 8:36, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
The story of the nation of America is completely intertwined. The story of the nation of America is completely and totally intertwined with the God of the Bible, the gospel, with the God who blesses mankind with freedom and liberty. Our Constitution has lasted for almost 250 years. The average nation's Constitution only lasts for about 17 years. And somebody comes in and changes it. There have never been another America. There will never be another America or any other nation like it until we get to the heavenly Jerusalem, or until the heavenly Jerusalem comes and sits down on this earth. God bless America. God bless the United States of America. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.